Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? It's so great to be here with you tonight. I could not make it last week. I felt on Friday, on Saturday, Sunday night, I was working on my in my family room watching TV, and suddenly I had this sore throat, and I thought nothing of it. I went to bed at 10 o'clock like I normally do, and as soon as I got in bed, my whole body was aching so bad. Just like that, like a switch got turned on. It was aching so bad, and my body was shivering from cold. I mean, there was not a bone that did not ache at all. And I tossed and turned all night long, Sunday to Monday morning. Monday morning, I woke up. I could barely walk. And I still felt the shivers. And all day Monday, I was between taking a nap and drinking water. And that's all I did. And I must have had some kind of fever because I just, my whole body felt very hot. Very, very hot. But it was unbelievable. I knew it was not a cold. It was not a virus. I was being upgraded. I was being the energy that were coming to us were absolutely strong, so strong that you just, you know, I can handle energy. My body's used to handling lots of energy. But not this time, somehow or other. I was being upgraded, and the energy is coming. It was unbelievable. So, and then I asked, one of the first thing I asked my body is do I need to take any Advil or anything like that? And then my body said, no, this is not a virus. This is not a bacteria. Am I being upgraded? My body said, yes. And I said, what do I need to do? Just nothing, just hydrate. Okay. That's all you want, hydrate, water. Okay, cool. And then after the first day, because my body was in so much pain, I said, do you need to take anything? He said, Advil for the pain because it was so bad. And if I take one Advil a year, it is one too many. I never, ever take any pills whatsoever. So my body wanted a pain reliever. And then after that, we were drinking coconut water and just water to hydrate. And I honestly felt like my brain had shrunk and it was bouncing inside my skull. That's how it felt. So, and then I asked, what's the value of creating this? And I was told, my body told me it could not be avoided because I was, you know, the new crystalline thing being put on my body needed to go through this, to do this. And also, and I said, and is this how people feel because of the energies that are coming through? And they said, some of them are in this constant pain all of the time since the new energy, fighting it. They're fighting it. Not quite the way you're getting it, but you could somewhat or other, you know, say they're the same. And I said, you're kidding me. And then they said, no, because people are fighting, they don't know what's going on. They are going through a lot and they're not releasing, they're not allowing whatever has to take place to take place. They're holding on to their stuff. And what happens is that they are going to the medical establishment and they start popping pills and not understanding that all they have to do is breathe and allow and let it go. So to do this, your body really takes a beating. Oh my gosh. My body was, it felt like a train hit me several times over and over and over and over again. And the next morning I was like, you know, you just, your days and you don't know what's going on. So I figure that it's a good time. Now it's a good time to do some energy activation just for the body so that they can ask, and you can ask if you have a particular ailment, if you have a particular intensity in any part of your body. Once I start the activations, you can ask the energy to please focus on that one area if you own your body, or that one area on your mother's body, if that's what you want. But if, before you do that, you got to ask for permission before you direct the energy to whoever you're directing them to, okay? Or simply what's also going to happen if you direct energies without consent, they're just not going to receive it. It's not going to come to any harm for them. They're just not going to be open to receiving it. That's all. And also, make sure as we're going to go straight into the activations for this. Therefore, please make sure you're not driving or operating heavy machinery. If you are, just turn this off and come back later on. The energies are going to be recorded, and you can always listen to this. You can always come back and listen to this. So if you are having some kind of issue on your body, being a tooth, being a head, your head hurts, your back hurts, your knee, your whatever part of your body, as we start the energy, just ask the energies to please go to that one part of your body. And if you have more than one, you can ask the energies to go to all those parts of your body. And then once the energy is done, it will just let go and it will continue as it's focusing on that one, on your whole body as well. Okay? And you can listen to this as many times as you want. There's no limits. There's nothing. So that whenever your body feels like having some ease, because these energies are really, really, really strong and unmerciful. But then they have to be. They're getting rid of so much stuff out there. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Now, in your next in breath, pull energy from the earth, up your roots, up your body, and out your crown. Allow the energy flow to be smooth and even. Found that you are. The more connection you have with Earth. And you can just ask her to take whatever intensity you have in your body. Allow the energy to work on your behalf. Open your crown. Imagine your crown to be a lotus flower. And watch it open. Clean you. I can all do with some loving and care. Crown a little bit more. And drop your barriers. Allow your body to receive the energy that will provide ease as we swim in these new energies we're receiving. Nothing is what it was. everything you can tell me about. And we are receiving those new energies, which has been, which is the first time ever for us in this physical body. These are energy created. Energy we've been waiting for. Your schedule. Because that's what masters do. They bring them to them. They bring the energies to them. And then they allow. Go ahead and allow your subconscious also to work with these energies. Most of what we do, most of what we produce, most of our creation is done at the subconscious level. I would say more like 80%. So allow the energy to work with your subconscious. Go ahead and extend the energy to your lineage. Your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your lineage going back 7 generations, your siblings, brothers, sisters, cousins, future generations. If you have an intention in your body, direct the energy to go there. Go ahead and extend the energy to your lifetime, future and past lifetime. Everything is happening in the now. What changes are we creating right now? Go ahead and unplug you from 3D living into multi-dimensional living. We need to get used to this and multidimensional living. Not everything is what it is. Everything is new. What would you like to create of your life? If you had one wish you would like to actualize, what would that be? Ask for the energy to assist you. You know, today, that would change your reality right away. Found the energies received in the earth. Brown, brown, brown. And go ahead and pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your torso, and now your spine. Keep pulling energy from the earth. Allow it to be smooth and even. Good job. Very good job. When you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Right. How you doing? Wow, that was relaxing. Wow, thank you. That was very relaxing. So that you're having challenges in your life, your living, your reality, your health, finances, let us know. And that way we can cater more towards what it is that you're looking for. Also, get several emails asking how is it that you do the visualization for what you want to create, what you want to actualize, manifest. It's about, first it's about, Janine, first it's feeling. It's all about feeling. You get yourself up to this, what you will feel like you have already achieved that which you're trying to actualize and manifest. Okay? So, for example, if you're looking to get a job, okay, you would tap into the feeling of what it's like to receive that congratulations. Here's our letter of offer. How would you feel when you get that email? When you read the package being offered to you? How would you feel then? So you tap into that feeling, okay? And then you tap into the feeling of you telling a friend of yours or whoever, but you picture yourself as if you are talking to your friend. All you see is your hands. You don't see your face because when you're talking to your friend, you don't see your face, right? You only see your hands. You see maybe your chest, and you might see your hair if you have long hair. But you see your hands moving. You see your hands signing papers. You picture yourself having a conversation as to, man, can you believe it? I got a job. They're going to pay me this much money with this many days vacation, with this many days sick leave if they still separate sick and vacation. I got a job. I start on this date. Can you believe that? Out of the blue, it just came to me. On email, I got it today, and look at it, it's right here. I have it printed on a piece of paper, and then you hear your friend saying, congratulations, it could only happen to you. You're such a hard worker. Whatever it is that it's got to be a natural conversation, one way of doing it. What we were talking about last week, it's about, or the week before, it's about doing what you want done unto you. For example, you see a friend of yours, they are out of a job, but then you see them that they are already working in their line of business. They are doing well, they are successful, they have a house, they are married, they have kids, whatever it is that they would like to have. And what you're sending out to them is going to be whatever it is that you're wishing for them is going to come back to you, because that's the laws of the universe. What you wish unto others comes back unto you. So if you're wishing this other person to be healthy, wealthy, wise, it's going to come back to you for you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. But if you're wishing ill on somebody, it's going to come back to you, and you're going to be feeling that way as well. So that's why wish to do unto others what you want done unto you. And only wish, be aware of what you're thinking when you look at others, because that's what's going to be coming to you. Okay? If you need further explanation, write back to us. And if you want to look into more of this, look at Neville Gutter. G-O-D-D-A-R-D, Neville, N-E-D-I-L-L-E. Bye.